more than 1,000 employees at the Department of Veterans Affairs face disciplinary action over the next year. VA Secretary Bob McDonald says he's taking an aggressive approach toward the people responsible for long wait times and malpractice cover-ups. Carol Bonacero is president of the Senior Executives Association. She tells Federal News Radio's Sean McCauley the Senior Executive Service won't have access to due process like other employees if they are punished.
Certainly, the secretary has announced some initiatives that obviously make sense and will be beneficial to veterans. For example, the single point of service website, customer reps, etc. But the deep concern we have is, first, the treatment, the lack of due process for senior executives, and, of course, secondly, the rather amazing statement that there are 1,000 employees at the department who deserve to be fired.
Well, give us a breakdown about how that firing or that disciplinary process is going to work. I mean, normally employees have the right to appeal or at least address the disciplinary actions against them at the Merit Systems Protection Board. Are some employees just going to walk into work and then somebody will walk up and say, hey, nice to see you and have a nice day?
Well, I think with regard to senior executives, it certainly Congress has basically given him the authority to do that, to say, nice to see you, have a nice day, you're fired. Interestingly enough, the department is not, certainly up to this point, has not been using that authority to the dismay of some members of Congress. Neither have they been using the regular authority they have under Title V, which provides senior executives with due process, namely an opportunity to respond to the charges and to appeal them. What they've developed for senior executives is rather an interesting new process, which is notifying those they wish to fire of a proposed termination and then allowing a few days prior to taking action. So that doesn't provide the executive with an opportunity to respond to the charges, but only to retire if eligible. So there's a guise of fairness there. We have some assumptions about why the department has chosen to go that route.
What would you tell to your members that may or may not be affected by this? How should they prepare for the moment that may come?
Well, certainly on the theory that the department may eventually choose to go a route which enables them to respond, I would hope that they all have professional liability insurance, which will enable them to engage an attorney. But the real concern is just the overall impact on the department, on the morale of its employees, on its ability to retain the best and to attract well-qualified people.
Well, that's a great point to bring up because today is Veterans Day. So what do you see happening with the morale situation at the VA? I mean, is it going to be the place where nobody really wants to work because you make one false move and you're out the door?
Well, it's one thing I think we really need to note, and that is that the employees who work at VA, the vast majority of them are deeply committed to the mission of the department. In fact, of the senior executives, at least a third of them, I believe, are veterans themselves. So I don't think that that's at issue. What's at issue is indeed the concern that you'd better be darn sure that whatever you're about to do is going to be successful. Because if not, you may well be putting yourself in harm's way.
Well, let me just ask you a question as the head of the Senior Executives Association. Did you see this announcement coming?
Of the 1,000 employees?
Yes.
No, I think it's interesting. Of course, the secretary has announced that he recognizes that he has to make a case, because if you're not in the senior executive service, you do have some rights and you will be able to respond to the charges and presumably have due process.
So I guess it's your sense that the senior executive service is essentially getting hung out to dry in this reorganization slash in some ways elimination plan for the VA, because some employees, the ones that aren't in the SES, will get to have their day before the Merit Systems Protection Board. They haven't lost that right.
No, I think there's no doubt that there's enormous political pressure on the secretary, given the response of Congress and the media's relentless spotlight on the VA. And I think that politically, it's pretty clear that he has to feed that beast. You know, it was very interesting to me that the secretary said he needs 28,000 medical personnel. That would presumably enable them to meet the goal of making appointments for veterans within 2 weeks. So it's quite clear that they could never have met the appointment time goals they had. And that was the start of this entire episode.
So you're saying this is just a cap to save face for a situation that's now boiling over when it was a systemic problem to begin with and had been going on for a long time?
There's no doubt it existed long before. There are IG reports going back for years. There is no doubt that they needed more resources. And yet at the same time, there was pressure to, I think, almost do the impossible. And there's no doubt that VA has just accomplished some incredible medical breakthroughs and provided terrific service for the most case. But this certainly has been, I'm really at a loss for words, because the impact on the civil service is very disheartening. And it does provide, if you will, a roadmap for the future for members of Congress who are not happy with other departments and will look to at-will employment statutes as a way of solving the problem. And the focus has been almost entirely on the career executive service.
So I guess it also begs the question then as to why now, if it has been such a problem for such a long time. Do you think it has anything to do with the midterms being wrapped up or anything like that?
Oh, no. I think there is no doubt that the fact that Congress or the House of Representatives is virtually in campaign mode nonstop. And so the pressure to show the folks at home that you're doing something is certainly always there. There have been a couple of cases around the country where the department got a black eye. Let's just take the case of Legionnaires' disease at the Pittsburgh hospital or some suicides at other hospitals. You know, when you add it all up and you look at the rate, for example, of preventable patient deaths in hospitals nationwide, the VA does certainly no worse and probably a whole lot better.